Only Jesus. Why is it only Jesus? You know, I think about this time we're celebrating Jesus, but at Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birth. He comes as a little baby, and he grows into a man. Not that he gets a big head. But he goes from this infant, from this baby that all the world comes to worship, to adore, to know and to understand. God sending his own son as a baby, and we celebrate him. At Christmas. And then at Easter, he dies. That's a celebration? We're celebrating somebody who died at the age of just over 30? 33 years? We're celebrating that? You see, Jesus, this boy that grew into a man, dies. And we celebrate his death. And then we celebrate his burial. He goes into the ground. Go ahead. Go ahead, absolutely. And then we celebrate. See that? Hold on to that. Can you hold on that for a second? Then we celebrate his. Can you let go of it? Let go of it and see what happens. We celebrate his. Go ahead. I'm not letting go. We celebrate his resurrection. We celebrate this baby that came. It was brutally murdered. Put into the ground. 3 days later, he rose from the grave. Jesus, only Jesus. It's so powerful. Why is his name? Why is his name so beautiful? You know why? Because God loves you so much. He loves you so much. He cares. He thinks about you each and every day. He loves you. But there's a problem. He loves you, but there's a problem. You see, he is holy. He is righteous. I'm not holy, for sure. And I'm not righteous. In fact, I'm a sinner. And that sin causes there to be a gap between us. There's a great divide between eternity, between God, between heaven, between glory, between what he wants for us and where I am and where you are today. A gap caused by sin, a great divide. So, what are we going to do about this great divide, about this sin? Is there anybody here in the audience who has never done anything wrong? Could you raise your hand? I just want to make sure we're speaking to the right folks here. Because if you did raise your hand, I guess you'd be guilty of the sin of pride. We've all, haven't we, done something wrong? We've done something sinful. And the Bible says that sin separates us from God. We've all done it. In Romans 3, for all, say it with me, all have sinned. We've all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. I want to get there. I want to get there, but I'm falling short. I can't seem to get there. I fall short of getting where I want to get with God. But not only that, not only do I fall short, it goes on to say in Romans 6, for the wages or the penalty for this sin, for this unholiness that I have is death. Not only am I a long ways away, but This penalty is death. Now, some people would say, well, I don't like these rules. I don't like the rules that God set up. I want to change the rules. Let me tell you this. You don't get the power to change the rules. I know in our society today, so many people want to change the rules. We want to make God different. We want to make the way to get to heaven different. We are going to make up and decide how this is all going to work by our own rules. But this isn't, you don't get a crazy eight. You don't get to change the direction. You don't get to change the rules. You don't get to change the suit. God, who loves you, God He sets the rules. There's a problem. There's a big problem. And here's what we do as men. Here's what we do as mankind. We figure out, okay, there's a problem. I got to do something to get across this gap. What am I going to do? So, I know. If I get back here far enough and take about one step, I think I can jump it. I think I can get from my sinful condition over here into glory. If I just jump and, no, maybe I, that looks like it might be a rough landing. I don't know if I can jump that far. I'm not as limber as I used to be. I used to play football back in the day. I don't think I'm going to make that jump today. So what do? We think of other ideas. And so we've got to bridge this gap. And so what do? Hey, church will bridge the gap for me, right? I mean, church, the people that go to heaven, the people with God, they're all church people, right? So if I just hang out with church people, if I just go to church, try to go most of the time, try to do all of that, then I'm sure that I can get down here and I can bridge this gap with church. I'm sure if I get out there, I can get out there far enough and I don't make it. I fall short. I fall short of the glory of God. Ah, well, just a second. I got another idea. What about service? You know, I read in the Bible somewhere that Jesus like was a servant. Everybody liked him because he was like, he served everybody and he was a great guy. I know what I'm going to do to get to heaven. People like servants, so I'm just going to start serving folks. I'll volunteer at the church and get on a crew or something and I'm just going to spend, I'm going to get there. I know I'm going to get there and we fall short yet again. I know. I know. Good works. Good works. If I do enough good works, I'm sure to get. Now, I know in heaven, good people are in heaven, right? I mean, there are good folks up there in heaven. They're good people. So if I'm good, if I do some good works, I can span the gap. God wants good people over there, right? And I know I've done some bad. I've done a few bad, so I've got to make up for all those bad. So what I do is I do a lot more good. And if I get more good over here, more good than bad, then all of a sudden the scale tilts this way. And at the end, if you make it at the very end with it tilting this way, ta-da, God goes, yep, good people, ding, 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 tell them what they've won, eternal life. No. I was thinking, good works. Well, I'm going to be philanthropic. I'm going to do good stuff. I'm going to be a philanthropist. And, you know, philo means love. Anthropy is man. And I'm just going to love man. I'm going to love people. I'm going to get involved in social justice. I'm going to solve the problems of this world and be an activist and get there and help people. That's what I'm going to do. I know. No longer I'm going to get mad at people who cut in front of me in traffic. When they cut in front of me, I'm going to say, praise God, you must have needed to get there quicker than me, so you just go right on ahead. And when you're standing and you're right there at Center Street and you're ready to make a left-hand turn, I know everybody's not there, but you know if you've been there. And you want to make a left-hand turn and there's people coming everywhere, 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 everywhere. And then a person comes this way, does not put on their blinker. And turns at a point where you could have gone out and got there and got in line. We're just going to bless that man for forgetting his head and caring about his other fellow man. But I love you, buddy. God bless you as you go up the hill. I'm going to quit swearing at people. I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to do good stuff because heaven is full of good people. And surely, if I just do enough good works, I know I can get there. I think it's just long enough, and we fall short yet again. I'm getting too old. I can't stand up anymore. I'm going to stay down here. Success. If I'm just smart enough, if I just succeed enough, if I just elevate my job enough, become successful enough. Heaven surely has successful people, smart, good, awesome, wonderful people. I'm going to be a good person, and I'm going to be successful. I'm going to do all I can. And it's funny, isn't it? It is really funny. I've run out of boards. I've run out of stuff. What am I going to do? What am I going to... I know. I'm man. I got a brain. I'm thinking. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take good works. And I'm going to take church. And I'm going to take these guys. And I'm going to get these guys together. All right. I'm going to get... Oh, geez, it's hard by yourself. So, all right, hold that. Get this. I got a great idea here. I'm going to take these. I'm going to get... Got a nail here. Just going to start nailing. Just going to nail this. Nail. It's not working. Okay, just a second. I got an idea. Just a second. Get in there. Get there. No, all right. I got an idea here. I'm a thinker, all right? And I love power tools. Ooh. Ah. 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 Ow. No, just kidding. Now I got it. We didn't do this in rehearsal, so I'm stuck. Oh, I'll get it. I'm gonna get it here. Heck, I don't need those things. I'm gonna use success. And I'm gonna use service. I'm gonna get these guys out here. Where's my gun? I don't gotta line them up here, make it look somewhat nice. All right. Hopefully I got enough nails. All right. All right. All right. All right. Hallelujah. You know, as mankind, we got to think up things fast. We got to make sure we got to outsmart God, because now, you see, I got this thing going. I got this going. And I'm just about. I think I can. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm coming, Jesus. Leave the light on for me. I'm going to be there. All right. Us and our good works and our understanding, we're going to get there ourselves. We can do it by ourselves. We are man. I'll figure out a way. So I'm just going to. Okay, just a second here. I better not do that. Okay, I'm just gonna pound that one in, but okay, I'm just gonna, by faith in myself, I'm gonna step out and, oh geez! Holy cow! That was scary! Holy! I can't span the gap on my own good works, on my own thoughts, on my own ideas. I can't make it. I can't span the gap. I still fall too short. What am I going to do?
Savior, I come, quiet my soul, remember. redemption's hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
That's it. That's the answer. The answer. It's the cross. It's not these good works. It's not going to church. It's not service and success. Those are all great, but they don't get me across. It's the cross. You see in Romans it says, for the wages of sin is death. We talked about that just a moment ago, and that's our problem. But there's a but in there. There's a great but in the Bible. There's a lot of great buts in the Bible. This is an awesome but. But the gift, free gift. How many of you have birthdays? It should be everybody. I didn't say whether you celebrate or not. How many has a birthday? You have a birthday. How many of you get gifts for your birthday? How many of you bought all your gifts for your birthday? Don't answer that because some... You get a gift. It's a gift. It's free. It's given to you. You do nothing to earn it. Nothing to get it. You can't do it on your own. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life, what I'm after. How do I get there? In Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's through Jesus Christ. In John it says this, for God so loved the world, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son to do what? He gave his son to die on the cross for us. Remember the penalty? The penalty was death. What did Jesus Christ do on the cross? He died to pay your penalty. And then it says that whosoever believes in him, I believe that, Lord. I accept that, should not perish, should not die, should not go to hell, but have everlasting, but be on that side, everlasting life. And then look at verse 17. For God did not send his son into the world to, say it with me, condemn the world. He may be out there going, I'm in a lot of sin, I got a lot of problems, a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure God must hate me. Let me tell you this, God loves you. He didn't send Jesus to condemn you. He didn't bring him here so he could rub all of your filth and garbage and all of your sin in the dirt, rub your nose in it and say, bad, bad, bad doggy. I do that at home. He didn't do that. He loves you. He didn't come to condemn you. He didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, set free, receive a free gift. Jesus didn't come to condemn you. Jesus came to forgive you. Jesus came to save you. And how does he do that? By laying down his life on the cross. You see, Jesus Christ freely laid down his life on this cross, and his death pays your penalty. So you can freely now choose to get a cross, not because of your works that are far too short, but because of his that are just right. I can cross the great divide by the cross of Jesus Christ. It is the only way to go from death to life is by the cross. The only way to go from a sinner to a saint is by the cross. The only way to go from unholy to holy is by the cross. The only way to go from hell to heaven is by the cross. It's been freely provided for you. All you have to do is walk across. That's his free gift. I apologize if I'm getting too emotional. I apologize if I'm yelling too much. I had a girl who came to service once and she said, wow, you yell a lot during your messages. I'm not used to that. I scared her. And I told her, man, I was lost. I was lost. I was lost looking for a way to get over here. And Jesus Christ found me. And my heart and desire is to tell everybody I possibly can how easy it is to cross the great divide by going from there to here because of what Jesus Christ does for us. And all we have to do is let him. Jesus Christ crossed the great divide for you.
The world on his shoulders, the weight of all our shame on him who knew no sin. A holy surrender. The sky went dark, the angels wept, the Father looked away. The final breath, he bowed his head, the Lamb of God was slain, and by his wounds I am set free. And by his blood I've been redeemed. The great divide he crossed for me. Oh, praise the God of Calvary. The hill of Calvary into the Father's hands, a holy surrender, a borrowed tomb, his mother wept, and there his body lay. But the stone was moved.
The God of Calvary. That's how we get there. You see, heaven isn't full of good people. Heaven is full of forgiven people. Heaven is full of rotten, miserable people who have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Forgiveness is what we need. It's not our works. Ephesians says, it's by grace you've been saved. Grace, a free gift. It's by faith. It's not of your works, lest any man should boast. It's a free gift. A free gift that Jesus is asking, will you open up? Will you simply open up the gift that I've given you? It's like this. Let's say I have $10. Let's say this was $1 million. Who would like this? If it was really $1 million. Who would like it was $10? Okay. Why not? It's $10. If I'm God, and here's what he did. He goes, I'm going to give $1 million. I'm going to give forgiveness, which was worth $1 million, to every person that was ever born. I'm going to give it to everybody. And I come to this man right here. Sir, what's your name? Oscar. And I come to Oscar and I say, Oscar, I have this $1 million, $10 million. And it's for you. How much good does this $1 million do him when it's in my hand? Can he buy anything with it? Can he do anything with it? Does it benefit him at all? No. When does it do him good? When you reach out, go ahead, like want it. When he reaches out and accepts it, you can have that later. No, I'm just kidding. You can have it. You can have it. Afterwards, remember. No, I'm just kidding. It is so simple. It is so simple. I remember years ago when I was 20 at the University of Idaho, student. Someone began to share with me about Jesus. As a matter of fact, I started coming to this church because a friend drugged me here. I came here because someone drugged me here. Finally, after a little while, someone explained to me how easy it was to just accept Jesus Christ. You just accept him into your life, and he changes everything. He crosses the great divide. What do I have to do? What? No, you do nothing. The issue is you can't do anything. For you this morning, I believe this. I believe with all my heart. We've been praying for you. Everybody here. Because God, he loves you so much. You just may don't understand at all. But I believe there's some here. He's knocking on the door of your heart. He's saying, I know you've never taken that step. And he's saying, today, what better day than Easter Sunday to allow Jesus Christ to come into your life. You see, by accepting him, by understanding what he did as he bridged that, we accept that by faith, that free gift, and we say, Lord, I receive you into my life. And when that happens, the provision that he paid for is yours, and now your destiny is heaven eternal. And it's so simple. It's by simply accepting him. And how do we do that? We just pray and invite him in. I would love if you'd be so kind with me. I know we have a lot of Christians here as well. But a lot of folks here don't know the Lord. And I really believe that God is moving on your heart. And he wants you. Not to embarrass you. He just wants to love you and show you. It's not by your works, but it's by his free gift. So if you would indulge me, please. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I want you to raise your hand. But I would love if you would mean this from your heart to pray this prayer. And if you wouldn't mind, everyone, would you pray after me? And maybe you're here and you were with God and you fell away from him and you need to get reacquainted again. Maybe this would be a good prayer for you as well to rededicate your life to a walk with him. Please say with me, dear Jesus, I love you. I thank you for what you did for me on the cross. I realize I'm a dirty, rotten, miserable sinner. You're not a good sinner. We're bad sinners. You don't have to say that. But I ask you to take my sin away by your death on the cross. I accept what you did for me. I accept you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. And I will follow you all the days of my life if you'll help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, Jesus now lives in your heart. You've been born again. And you know what today is? Whoa! What a day today is for you.